KNOM Update News. I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 9:02. The water pressure is back in the city of Amonic. Last week's threat of low water levels in their water-holding tanks are no longer a concern. According to a public notice from the city last Friday, work will be continuing at the west end of town, where a vacuum system managing water pressure froze due to low water levels. Space heaters have been ordered to assist in defrost. A team will be working with the water and sewer operations supervisor this week. Control for murky water and system backwash is a main reason residents are still asked to boil their water before using. The Kalskag to Aniak Trail on the Kuskokwim River has been closed because open water has pushed up in some places. Search and rescue teams say the established trail is extremely dangerous. Crews from Kalskag closed the trail with branches on Friday. Search and rescue organizer Mark Leary says river traffic is being directed on a long detour over another channel on the Kuskokwim. According to Leary, recent wind storms created strong wave action in an open hole that was already present. The waves beat against ice along the north bank, breaking the already narrow sections of ice and trail. Alaska still ranks number one in the country for the sexually transmitted disease chlamydia, according to a report released last week by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. KSKA's Daisha Eaton reports, though, that chlamydia rates in the state did decline a bit. Susan Jones is the HIV-STD program manager for the State Epidemiology Section of Health and Social Services. Jones says the state has been trying to build awareness about the infection, but it has been challenging because there are often no apparent symptoms.
One of the problems with chlamydia is about 85% of the people that have this infection don't have any symptoms of infection, so they don't know.
She says this is all the more reason to get tested. Jones adds, on the other hand, the state's gonorrhea ranking has gone down.
We have dropped in ranking for gonorrhea infections. Gonorrhea is also a bacteria that's sexually transmitted. We were number three in the nation in 2010. In 2011, we dropped down to ninth.
But Jones says there are other concerns. The CDC is finding that gonorrhea is becoming resistant to antibiotics. She says her office is working with providers to identify drug-resistant gonorrhea in Alaska, but the state does not yet offer a test for it. Connie Jessen is the HIV-STD program manager for the Alaska Tribal Health Consortium. She says they're looking into areas off the road system with higher rates for sexually transmitted infections. She also has high hopes of curbing rates by using the internet.
Obviously, this is a young population. We know that they like to be on the internet, that they seek services through the internet, that they are a generation that really likes to do business on the internet. You add to that the fact that it's a sensitive issue, that, you know, you have to make an appointment usually, you have to go in, you have to pay to get tested. So there's, you know, several different barriers, and maybe that's just a way to get rid of some of the barriers.
Using funding received from the state legislature, the state of Alaska is partnering with the Alaska Tribal Health Consortium and several other organizations to start a media campaign. The campaign will be focused on educating and hopefully decreasing the number of sexually transmitted infections for those 15 to 29 years old, those at highest risk. It's expected to launch in the new year. In 1953, archaeologists dug out pieces from a skin boat at the Burnirk site near Barrow. They finally had a chance to examine the boat pieces, and they found clues to the transportation, engineering, and spiritual practices of the northern Inupiaq. At most archaeological sites, typically only one Umiak fragment remains. But Anchorage Museum researcher Jenya Anichenko identified 30 fragments from the Burnirk site that all came from one Umiak.
Which is extremely cool because you almost never have a chance to study more than one fragment from the same boat. So the significance of Burnirk Umiak is that these wooden fragments actually allow you to try to reconstruct the specific boat, to find out how the Umiaks looked at the time when Burnirk site was occupied.
Anichenko is studying umiaks for her PhD dissertation and says the remains from this umiak are significant for a number of other reasons. Number one, the umiak was found to be 1,000 years old. And 1,000 years ago, a massive movement of people took place from the Barrow area to eastern Canada and Greenland.
It's kind of really tempting to look at this burner umiak and imagine that it actually tells us how the boats that took people all the way from Barrow to Greenland looked at the time, because people would have used boats to go on that migration. So it's really interesting piece of evidence about Arctic history in general and history of Inupiaq people.
And of the 30 fragments preserved in study, she says one detail further connects the people of the Burnirk site with those who now inhabit eastern Canada and Greenland. She says the cross pieces of the umiak bottom are grooved to receive the keel, a very unusual technique for Alaska.
But it's a very typical way of connecting those pieces together for Greenland and for basically eastern Canada, northeastern Canada.
Anichenko says one of the shortest pieces that was used toward the bow of the skin boat has three oval ivory insets. The ivory pieces have simple dot designs. She says the interesting thing about the ivory pieces is that the decorated ivory pieces would not be visible.
So that basically implies that there is a different meaning to this ivory decoration, and most likely that meaning is ritual. So it was something which was put in place to display some spiritual concepts and spiritual ideas.
She says from ethnographic umiaks, they do know that areas at the bow and at the stern sometimes had the amulet.
Special decorations that had very ritualistic meaning, you know, something which was supposed to give a boat either a kind of a guiding spirit or maybe even a function of vision, the ability to find the course, the ability to find the prey. So that's very subtle, but it's there. It's very interesting.
Anichenko says she'd like some help determining one piece from the collection. There is a 20 by 20 skin fragment, something very rare in archaeological sites. She says she does not yet know if the skin fragment comes from the umiak. She says it does have a seam, and the seam can help provide clues as to what this piece of skin was used for and if it came from the umiak. Gamble School has a delayed start today. School will start at 11 a.m. There are no school delays for Nome. Nome schools will begin at their regular times. The price of gold in New York has rose $70 today, trading at $1,697.90 an ounce. An ounce of silver is at $32.28 an ounce, which fell 13 cents since yesterday, and a pound of zinc is at 94 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is canceled. At this point, 152 is still on. It's expected to arrive in Nome at 12:25 and depart for Kotzebue at 1:13. Unofficially 9 above outside the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.